Welcome back to ITFM Insights, the podcast where we explore all things IT financial management. I'm your host, Kiara Zapanta, and today we're kicking off a third episode focused on one of the biggest challenges facing IT finance leaders today, how to reduce IT costs without compromising performance or innovation. We'll explore smarter strategies for IT cost reduction just beyond just across-the-board cuts. And then we'll talk about how IT finance teams can find immediate savings, avoid common pitfalls, and work more strategically to manage spend. So we're shifting from cost reduction to cost optimization, how to make every IT dollar deliver more value, and how to build this financial strategy that sustains performance over time. So today joining us are two industry leaders from NTT Data, Brian Becker, who's Global Head of Consulting for Cloud and Strategy, and Todd Wolf, who's the Global GTM Leader for Advisory and Global Cloud Strategy and Innovation. So Brian and Todd, it's great to have you both joining us today. So let's just jump right into it. Could you just tell a little bit of our listeners about your background and role at NTT Data? So Brian, let's start with you and then Todd.
Great. Welcome, everybody, and thanks, Kara, for the introduction. Quick background with me, about 30 years in the industry. I go back to the early days of telecom when dial-up was king, kind of never looked back, and gone from leading global data center transformation projects to the navigation shift to cloud and all the disruption today with AI. So I've basically seen the entire wave of tech disruption over the last 30 years. So thank you again for the time.
And Todd?
Yeah, thanks so much. Absolutely. I've been in IT almost two decades, started in telecom, similar to Brian, and then later moved to software, enterprise software and cloud technology. Past 15 years, I've been focused on helping organizations navigate digital transformation, modernizing infrastructure, and aligning technology investments with their business outcomes. You know, today, in my current role, I'm focused on turning strategy into action. And part of my focus is go-to-market strategy, helping our customers optimize their technology based on FinOps standards and other strategic levers that we utilize from a financial standpoint to help customers navigate this transformation that we're seeing both from a cloud perspective and an AI perspective as well.
Awesome. Thank you both for that context and so happy to have you both on today. So now just to dive into today's topic, from an IT finance perspective, what typically drives organizations to pursue cost reduction where does like IT finance play a leading role in that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, historically, when we looked at, cost reduction, it was, purely driven from an IT perspective, from IT leaders. Today, we see that done through multiple areas of the organization. So it's often, driven by margin pressures, economic headwinds, major organizational shifts. We see a lot of M&A activity right now. A lot of companies are back in IPO mode. So that has a large bearing. And where we really see finance playing a leading role is because it's a cross-functional view, identifying, inefficiencies, misalignments, really more than just budget enforcers. The finance leaders are increasingly acting as strategic partners, asking the right questions. It's not just a technology decision. It's, what's that return on investment, that performance? Then specifically when with the rise of FinOps, they use the data support procurement architecture and govern decisions that ultimately optimize your business value.
Once that pressure to reduce costs is in play, what are some of the most common IT budget areas where IT finance teams can find a quick wins, without really cutting critical capabilities?
From our experience, we see really three primary areas that typically yield the quick wins. First are cloud services, specifically underutilized compute, storage, and network resources that can be right-sized or optimized through savings plans and reserved instances. And then the second is software licensing and SaaS. Many clients are over-licensed or under-provisioned or underutilizing their subscriptions, and software asset management can reclaim significant spend. And then third, legacy infrastructure, consolidated data centers, evaluating shadow IT, again, going back to the over-provision or under-provision, moving to consumption-based models often leads to meaningful reductions or restructuring of spend due to lack of fixed overhead without impacting overall service delivery.
Got it. All right. That's helpful. And I think this leads us to the point of, that it's not just about cutting costs, but it's really just about making smart decisions to cut. see. So, you know, how can IT finance teams really dig into the data to identify underutilized services, apps, or contracts that may be good for reduction?
Sure. Yeah, it really all begins with visibility. Applying the FinOps, basic FinOps principles, such as resource tagging, cost allocation, usage benchmarking, really enables your teams to identify where value is being generated and resources are being wasted. Really outside of the cloud, we use asset control intelligence tools to help identify shelfware, you know, duplicate platforms, support contracts, no longer aligned with business needs. You know, and then now with the AI adoption, AI-powered analytics really helps software underutilized patterns, but equally important, stakeholder engagement. Business owners can now provide critical context about what can be retired or consolidated.
Got it. And on the flip side, you know, there are definitely risks going into like too broad or too fast. So what are some of the common traps organizations fall into when they apply, you know, across the board budget cuts without really understanding the value behind each service or project?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is really the biggest pitfall is making uniform cuts without understanding the impact, right? So when every department is asked to reduce spending by a flat percentage, you risk defunding mission critical services while leaving low value investments untouched. So without visibility into a value delivery, these types of cuts can disrupt innovation, delay projects, and frustrate stakeholders. Another trap is operating in silos. So cuts made without eliminating or without alignment with the business often back to their goals often backfire. Applying standards like FinOps provides the structure to measure value, prioritize investments, and reduce spending in a targeted and intelligent way.
Yeah, you touched on visibility in that point. So just wanting to double click into that, you know, can you share a real world example where NTT helped a client reduce costs simply by improving financial visibility or cost modeling?
Sure, I'll give a great example. So one of the key practices we have at NTT is our, again, going back to the FinOps conversation, is our FinOps advisory practice. And with that, you know, we're a premier member of the FinOps Foundation. So we deliver global execution of these types of scenarios to a multitude of customers. A recent customer of ours came to us that had a $35 million roughly annual cloud spend. And one of the beauty parts of what we have is we only need essentially read access only to their client environment, to their tenants, essentially. And in this particular case, we looked at, they had three master pairs, 150 linked account totals, and around 5,800 instances across the board of, you know, whether it be, you know, EBS, RDS, EC2, S3, ElastiCache. What we did is we went in, we looked at, okay, how do we increase optimization? How do we look at, we talked earlier today about right-sizing. Do we put them on savings plans, whether it be 1, 2, or 3 year? Let's look at, you know, S3 backup work, their usage, idle resources, duplicate resources, you know, tagging strategies. That's typically what we do, show back, charge back model. We implemented that, put this all together in a package, analyze all the data, first year savings by our, you know, roughly 6 week engagement. Year one savings was about $3 million. Projected 2 year savings is about $6.2 million. So it's a massive, massive savings for the customer, but it's also a very quick ROI. So when you do the math, when a customer, if we look at their cloud spend, what they typically would pay NTT for an engagement and the final outcome, we've often seen triple digit ROIs in a very short time for our customers.
That's awesome. That's a great example. So now, how should IT finance leaders work with CIOs or budget owners to really balance reductions with ongoing commitments to, you know, innovation or service delivery?
Yeah, from my perspective, it starts with collaboration and transparency. You know, finance leaders, you know, must act as enablers, not just gatekeepers. By helping CIOs and business leaders make informed trade-offs, adopting a FinOps approach and creating a center of excellence can help establish shared guidelines for investment decisions. With consistent communications, data-backed insights, and shared understanding of value, you know, organizations can reduce spend in lower priority areas while continuing to fund innovation, talent, and operational resilience.
Awesome. So just to close out part one of this episode, and just briefly talking about measuring and measurements and metrics. So what are your go-to financial reports or KPIs that really help uncover cost reduction opportunities and track impact over time?
Yeah, absolutely. So here at NGT, we use a variety of our own intellectual property along with some industry standard tools to assist with us. But typically in a cloud environment, we rely heavily on metrics like savings plans, coverage, right-sizing recommendations, anomaly detection. Really, at the end of the day, this helps us flag unused or misaligned resources. And even more broadly, we look at cost trends, utilization rates, and budget to actual variances by service, or even more granular by business unit. The most impactful KPI is one that directly ties IT spends to business outcomes. The goal is really the business outcome, whether it's cost per transaction, your revenue per workload, cost per user, however else you want to track it. That connection is key, is moving from cost reduction to cost optimization.
You know, let's just really define the difference between the two. So how do you define cost optimization in context of IT financial management? And how does it really differ from, you know, simple cost reduction?
Yeah, Kira, thanks for that question. You know, from my perspective, cost optimization involves strategically allocating resources to maximize value and performance across the IT estate. You know, think of it like a property owner or a real estate investor who's renovating to improve long-term value, not just cutting cost, but reinvesting intelligently to that property. So cost reduction, by contrast, is often about drawing a hard line on spend and eliminating waste. Optimization is more, back to that example, is more about proactive, ongoing, and it aligns spending with outcomes, making room for innovation while driving financial discipline.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes sense. So when you're advising clients, you know, what signals tell you that like a company is ready to move from reduction to optimization?
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, we look at both, you know, operational and business signals because they're two separate. Right. On the business side, signs include long-term digital transformation goals, willingness to reinvest savings, or shift in its financial philosophy from a capital expenditure, CapEx heavy to operational expenditure, OpEx driven models, depending on the customer, either model could work. Right. Mm-hmm. So technically, we look for readiness to embrace automation, cloud native services, platform modernization. If the organization is asking how to fund innovation rather than just how to cut costs, it's really time to focus on the optimization first.
Got it. And once that shift happens, I would assume that planning becomes super critical. So what role do IT planning and forecasting tools play in continuously optimizing IT spend throughout, not just throughout the year, but also just at a budget at a time, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think planning and forecasting tools are essential, because they enable a culture of continuous improvement. And that's the whole idea, right? But tools aren't always enough. They must be supported by strong collaboration across both IT, finance, and the overall business. When you combine accessibility, timely data, and regular cross-functional dialogue, you create a feedback loop that allows an organization to make informed, dynamic decisions throughout the year, not just during an annual budget cycle.
And when it comes to, you know, surfacing inefficiencies, how can things like unit cost modeling or service costing reveal areas where resources are, you know, over-provisioned or misaligned?
Yeah, unit cost modeling really helps normalize costs across all services, whether it's a per user, per app, per transaction. When you really go down and break down costs at this level, inefficiencies really become clear. Maybe you're running an application that costs twice as much as a transaction as a modern alternative, or you're over-provisioned computer for workloads that don't need it. This type of modeling enables teams to transition from institution to data-driven decisions.
Got it. Yeah, it seems like visibility really seems to be a common thread throughout everything. So have you seen cases where better cost transparency actually led to, you know, a reallocation of funds, which is more towards more like strategic or higher value IT initiatives?
Yeah, absolutely. One common scenario is with cloud-based computing. While it's not always cheaper on paper, the flexibility and speed it provides often allow teams to reallocate their budget towards higher value initiatives, such as scaling AI workloads or modernizing applications. We've also seen centralized IT or private cloud environments unlock value by consolidating tool sets and repurposing budgets towards talent development or automation. Visibility overall breeds confidence, and that unlocks innovation.
Yeah, I think that also brings up a key point of collaboration. So how can IT finance teams really work more effectively with business units, procurement, or even vendor management to, you know, optimize spend while maintaining service quality?
Yeah, absolutely. So successful collaboration really starts with the structure. We often see clients that do not have, you know, a center of excellence or whatnot. So really establishing that FinOps-inspired center of excellence and or financial governance board really brings all the stakeholders together with shared accountability. That's really your most important aspect. It ensures there's a clear plan to behind every investment decision, whether why we're spending, where we're spending, and really what the outcomes we expect. Meeting regular and speaking a common financial language really prevents silos and fosters proactive rather than reactive decision making.
Yep. So I think as we all know from by now is optimization really isn't just a one-time fix. I feel like it's ever evolving. So what are some of the best practices you've seen for building a continuous optimization culture instead of really just reacting to budget pressures every year or external factors?
Yeah, Kira, I think it starts with culture, right? Establishing the center of excellence to drive accountability and embed FinOps principles, including shared responsibility, data-driven decision-making, and cross-functional collaboration. Develop reporting rhythms that go beyond annual budgeting. So think monthly optimization reviews or quarterly business value assessments. Most importantly, foster the mindset of continuous improvement, where success is measured not just by what we can cut, but how much more value can be delivered over time.
Got it. And just to wrap us up for part two, you know, what's one financial insight or metric that every IT finance leader should be tracking to ensure they're really driving that ongoing optimization that we talked about?
Hey, Carol, one powerful metric really is the cost avoidance. Understanding how proactive financial decisions prevent unnecessarily, you know, future spending, whether it's through right sizing, improved contract terms, or automation. Beyond that, we really recommend tracking the cost of a performance. How is your infrastructure and network performance impact business outcomes? And the cost recovery to quantify the financial risk tied to outages or poor resilience. These metrics tie financial health directly to business continuity and service quality.
That wraps up our conversation. We talked through how IT finance teams can go beyond surface level cost cuts by leveraging data and improving visibility. We've gone beyond budget cuts and explored how IT finance leaders can drive sustained value-based optimization through smarter tools, deeper visibility, and better alignment across the business. A big thank you again to Brian Becker and Todd Wolf from NTT Data for sharing their expertise. So if you do want to learn more about IT cost optimization, be sure to check out our new ebook, The CIO's Handbook for IT Cost Optimization, available now on Apptio.com. This is where you'll find four proven strategies to optimize IT spend and align cost to business value. And if you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to follow ITFM Insights for future episodes. Thank you all for joining.